we can awaken them. We have the technology. We can make them better than they were. Better. Stronger. Faster. The Wake Up Crew.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at the BillupsCenter.com. What are you doing?
I was jumping.
Oh, super slow jumping motion.
That's the sound that it would make when it would jump.
So today's not going to be any better than yesterday.
Today's not going to be any better than yesterday. School is out till January 7th. Hope everybody's enjoying their holidays. And I know some of you are getting back to work. But if you're not, enjoy the rest of what you got left. It's getting close now. It's getting close to getting back to normal.
Back to the old grind.
Yeah, by Monday, everybody should be back except the kids. They'll have another day. They'll have an extra day, right?
Kids always get an extra day.
Yeah, they do. Well, they're kids. They deserve it.
Nah.
They're still getting used to it.
They need to learn hard work, what it's all about.
All right.
Whip them into shape.
It is. I guess it's 12 minutes after 6 now. I don't know. I've kind of lost track.
I know what it is.
What?
You know what today is, right?
Well, I don't know. What is today?
It's Friday.
Oh, that's right.
It's the end of the week, time to freak, been working real hard, losing sleep, collect my pay, time to play, let's all say, hey, it's Friday.
Nobody has any clue why we're laughing.
No,
and they never will.
No, they never will. Friday morning, it is here, and we are just kind of celebrating the fact that we've gotten over all the holidays. I mean, they're all, everything's done.
Well, except for
birthday. Oh, yeah, birthday, yeah. Anyway.
2 days.
2 days. Still no music. Still nothing. No happy birthday song, nothing. Well, that's better than nothing, I guess. I took a list today because I was so ridiculed yesterday about a list that I had. So I decided this morning I'd start with another list, just to spite him.
You brought props with you this morning.
Are you ready? This is Forbes magazine. They don't joke around at Forbes.
No. It's very serious.
I have eight of the 10 most powerful women in the world. Okay.
I noticed you did this in your hour and not mine.
Yeah.
Well, he gave you Gaslight and you said it was Mater and the Ghost Light. So I don't
know. Yeah, you've lost all, my hour.
Okay.
Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may mispronounce some of these names, but anyway.
Well, that's okay.
Christine Lagarde? Yeah, Lagarde, European Central Bank President. Now, these are big-time people.
I have a question. Can I try and guess one and see if it's on the list?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Is Oprah on the list?
No, Oprah's not on the top eight anyway.
Mm.
I think she's on the list.
She's probably in the top
40. Well, the article was top 100, but I didn't think Brian would ever sit through me going through 100 of them, so I just decided to pick eight. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, Representatives. Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission President. Mary Barra, General Motors CEO. I didn't know that she was the General Motors CEO. Melinda Gates.
Wow. Bill Gates' wife?
That's right, yeah. She does a lot of charitable things, too. So
she does.
She's, really...
she's helped a lot with the Microsoft and that kind of stuff. She played a bigger role than a lot of people know.
No, a lot of people want Bill Gates to run for president, you know. Didn't he think about it one time a few years ago?
Maybe so. I don't remember.
Now, Ivanka Trump makes the list at number 42, just so you know. And that's two notches below Queen Elizabeth. So... you know, royalty, Ivanka, and
I'd say if she's on there, Oprah's got to be.
Now, were they numbered, or did you just pick eight people?
I picked the top eight instead of the top 100. There's 100 people.
So who was the top one?
You should pay attention.
Well, I didn't.
Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany.
Okay, I didn't know which one.
Yeah, we were going from one to
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll look that up and find out where Oprah was on that. I'm pretty sure
she's got to be. I mean, it's Oprah.
It I'm is. Sure she's in the top 100.
Very Ellen.
Ellen, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
very. Kelly Clarkson, I'm sure she's on there.
Maybe not.
Rachel Ray.
Yeah, Rachel Ray's got to be.
I mean, all the morning show hosts, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah. 617, and we're not on the list, trust me.
No.
It's time to take our first look at the weather. NBC Sports coming up at 620, and somehow we're going to survive this Friday on The Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, showers likely. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Lows drop to 42. Winds turn to the northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Saturday, still a chance for rain showers. Snow can mix in at times late in the afternoon. Temperatures hold steady. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 53.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
That's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And, of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. We have the products to keep your pets comfortable in this cold weather. Come in and check out our selection of dog sweaters and beds to keep your furry friends warm and cozy. Animal City is open 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesday and Friday, 9 to 7, and Sundays, 1 to 5. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come to business with Animal City at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
WGNS is honored to be this year's Luther Award recipient from the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame for Community Service. We are humbled to receive this prestigious award. Thank you for letting us be your good neighbor station.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stanshauer. Nothing official yet out of Dallas, but the Cowboys have reportedly made the decision that everyone has expected all along, that they are cutting ties with their longtime coach, Jason Garrett. Giants already fired their coach, Pat Shurmur. Today they'll interview Mike McCarthy, once won a Super Bowl with Green Bay. The Browns need a coach and a GM. They say they're going to hire the coach first. NFL playoffs kick off tomorrow. AFC wildcard games. Buffalo at Houston. The Bills haven't won a playoff game since 1995. This is the Texans' sixth time in the playoffs. In all six, they have started the AFC wildcard round. They've always played that early Saturday game. Tomorrow night, it's Tennessee at New England. Patriots thought they'd have tomorrow off, that they'd get a bye, and then they lost at home last week to Miami. So Tom Brady is working tomorrow.
You got to feel good to be in this position. And, there's a lot of teams that aren't playing this week. So I think you look at this like a great opportunity to do something you love to do, which is go play football. And, if you're not looking at it like that, then you're in the wrong place. So to have the opportunity to play, for this team, for in the playoffs, doesn't matter.
Brady's career playoff record, remarkable, 30-10. Patriots haven't lost an AFC playoff game since 2015 and haven't lost one at home since 2012. NBA at Indiana. Denver got 25 points off the bench from Michael Porter Jr. He shot 11 of 12. The Nuggets won 124-116. Charlotte won at Cleveland 109-106. Terry Rozier scored 30. Minnesota over Golden State 99-84. Luka Doncic, 31 points, 15 in the fourth quarter. Dallas beat Brooklyn 123-111. Doncic has the most votes of anyone in the All-Star voting. Gonzaga, number one in college hoops, now 15-1. 85-72 win at Portland. Big Ten, Michigan State over Illinois by 20. This is NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 622 sports update here on this Friday. And just to let you know, prep action begins again next Tuesday. No coaches show in the morning. Next Tuesday, it's Oakland at Stewart's Creek, back with State Farm Prep Basketball. And it'll be Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday coaches show throughout the month of January and early February, so stay tuned for that. But no coaches show in the morning. We will have Lady Raider basketball on the air for you coming up at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon as they host Charlotte. The men are at Charlotte. That's a 2:30 airtime on the network, and that's what's coming up. Monday, it's the debut of Rick Ensel Live at 6 p.m., Nick McDevitt Live at 7 p.m., so we're into the coaches shows as well coming up here this week on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Time now to go to what we look forward to each and every morning, really. We do. I do, because I learn something every day. When we look for the delayed real fact.
It was a dramatic pause.
Oh.
Did you know? This one I found unbelievably interesting.
Did you know? Did you know? Did you know?
I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Before 1913, parents could mail their kids to grandparents' house. No, it was only allowed to grandparents through the postal service.
Yeah, I think we talked about that once, didn't we?
You could pay some extra money and mail your kids.
To mail your kids. Yeah, I think we did talk about that one time. So that's not a real fact. That's almost a fact that's already been repeated. But anyway, good job. 6:24 coming up, Dave Ross's commentary and Eye on Washington from CBS.
Hi, I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We're celebrating our 140th year in business.
This is Greg Tidwell at Bell Jewelers. I think one of the things I'm most proud of is just carrying on the tradition of what William R. Bell started in 1879. I'm sure he would be super proud to know that his business is still going well today and we still have his original showcases.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
What if hospitals were like a parking lot? This is Gil Gross filling in for Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network presented by Capital One Bank. So you pull into a parking lot. You don't see a price posted, so you ask the guy in the booth, hey, how much does it cost to park here? And if he answered, we'll tell you when you leave, you throw your car in reverse as quickly as possible. No one shops like that except for healthcare, where you can't shop at all. The Trump administration, in a rare move even the left likes, decided enough of this for hospitals anyway and demanded price transparency. Hospitals immediately announced they would fight this because what if you found out that the MRI on your knee at one facility was $30 and at another for the same thing was $4,260? And by the way, those are actual numbers from Colorado. Whatever we do about health insurance, we can lower costs by forcing hospitals to tell you what something costs before you buy it. Now, this can't fix everything. You won't be bleeding out in an ambulance demanding to be driven 30 extra miles to Bob's Discount House of Transfusions and Vampire Buffet. But this can make hospitals and health insurance more competitive and cheaper. It'll cause problems for some. The CEOs at even nonprofit hospitals make as much as $21 million a year. This may give them a headache, but I know where they can get a $15 Tylenol. That'll clear that right up. This is Gil Gross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Capital One is reimagining banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums that can be opened in 5 minutes. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Eye on the White House.
The president takes steps to curb teen vaping.
We'll be taking it off the flavors for a period of time, certain flavors. We're going to protect our families, we're going to protect our children, and we're going to protect the industry.
The administration is announcing a ban on mint, fruit, and dessert-flavored e-cigarette cartridges. But that ban does not include the sale of menthol or tobacco flavors, and that's not far enough for Matt Myers of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
Menthol cigarettes are used by more than half of all kids as a starter product. This policy is one that was dictated by the e-cigarette industry.
Many vape shop owners say the ban will have a negative impact on their business. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:27. Indeed, this is John Dinkins. Brian Barrett is over there. Say hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
And Dalton Barrett.
Hello.
Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men. Yes, I am with them, folks. Online at thebillupscenter.com. Help me. Here we go. And, oh, you know what I was going to ask? I forgot what I was going to ask you guys. It was really a good question, too, and I've just completely slipped my mind. I don't know why.
We'll think of it.
We did that to you.
I know, with those answers.
Weirdness.
Yeah, it was weird. But let's go to today in history. We've got Mr. Brandon Brooks here.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
That wasn't Brandon Brooks. That was Brian Merritt. and
you have to hold your nose. And Brian Barrett.
and Dalton Barrett. And now this is Brandon Brooks.
He's the poke man.
What?
Sir Pizza Poke Man. That's what he used to say. Oh, it's time for Brandon.
Play the music.
This is CBS Rewind.
January 3rd, 1956.
There just isn't any better way to put it.
The NBC debut of...
Would you like to be Queen for a Day?
Queen for a Day.
And now for the most thrilling moment of all, I crown you Queen Viva. Queen
Viva. His date in 1970.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
B.J. Thomas at the top of the singles chart with like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling.
January 3rd, 1976. The Bay City Rollers at the top of the singles chart with Saturday Night. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. With more Today in History, here's John.
That Brandon, I'll tell you, he can find the music, can he?
That's another song that plays when I'm walking up the stairs to the radio station. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, that's a positive song, yeah. I guess, yeah.
You stand behind that back window when it's raining.
You ever notice about that literal song that B.J. Thomas sings that song like the beat?
Yeah.
Raindrops keep falling. I mean,
I think it was written about me, the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. That would be me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be you. That's for sure.
You should have seen him in that little single bed back in the day.
Did they hang over?
Oh, yeah.
They still hang they over still on do. A fold. Yeah. My legs hang off the
do you
bed.
Curl
about
up?
Much.
Do you curl up when you
I
sleep?
Do. Yeah. I sleep with my knees up to my chest.
Just wait till you're 45. You won't be able to do that anymore.
A little bit too much information there, Dalton. Anyway, here's Today in the Histories from John Dinkins. Now, 1496. Did Brandon go back to 1496?
No,
I think not. Leonardo da Vinci unsuccessfully tests a flying machine.
The Wright brothers used a lot of his drawings when they were building their airplanes.
That is correct, oh great one of knowledge. 1973, George Steinbrenner III buys the New York Yankees from CBS for $12 million. I wonder what they're worth now, a billion?
Oh, more than that, probably. Oof. I mean, that was a good buy.
Yeah, back in 73. In 1987, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts the first female artist. I want you to guess who it is as Brian plays this.
All I ask is
right. Who you got?
That's old Aretha.
Aretha Franklin.
Yep.
Yep. And may she rest in peace. Passed away a year or two ago. And then finally, this is one that I used to listen to this show every Saturday.
Ah.
Every Saturday morning on the radio.
Was it Wake Up Saturday?
I'm just kidding.
No, it wasn't Wuss. It was. Isn't that their acronym?
Yeah,
Wuss?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wake Up Saturday. No, it wasn't that. It was Casey Kasem, and he gives up the hosting duties in 2004 to America's Top 40.
American Top 40. American Top 40 originates in Hollywood. Here's the recent number one soul smash by the band led by Robert Cool Bell. Cool in the Gang, climbing two notches this week on AT40 to number 6. Their song, Joanna.
Joanna, I love you. Okay, all right.
You know, I didn't listen to his show because I was 4 when he gave up those hosting duties. But I can't hear his voice without hearing Shaggy.
I know. And it's funny, but the little kids never knew that it was Casey Kasem.
I don't see how.
They didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's
But, I mean, he didn't do much different than the way he sounded there.
He just cracked it a little bit.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of voice crack.
He did a lot of voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on this station in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember listening to this station in the 70s.
That's probably when you heard him on Saturday mornings.
In the 80s. When did we quit doing music? When did that happen?
That was
82, 83?
Solid Gold or?
Solid Gold Radio was at WGNS. Bart Walker in the afternoons.
I thought it was in the mid 90s when we
swapped. It may be. Yeah.
It was mid 90s.
But it was Solid Gold Radio for a long time. I remember Bart had a show.
I think it was like a year or two before I first started working here.
I can't remember if Bart was filling in or, you know, what he was doing. But anyway, but he was good. He was spinning the disc. Oh, Bart. Yeah. Way to go, Bart. My man.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day, James Price. He is helpful in dealing with scam calls. He's been helpful with that recently. So he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
Call in those birthdays today or the weekend now, 615-893-1450. You could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets.
It's 6:34, time to take a look at the weather and also our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. We'll see patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, showers likely. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Lows drop to 42. Winds turn to the northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Saturday, still a chance for rain showers. Snow can mix in at times late in the afternoon. Temperatures hold steady. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. Traffic still looking good right now as we check it out live here on 24 up by Walden Road. Sam Ridley Parkway's already got some traffic now coming out of Smarta down Sam Ridley towards the interstate. And still looks good right now. 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike. Be sure to ride the aerial tramway this weekend at Obergatlinburg. Check out all the details at Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the law offices of John Day.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know male mosquitoes do not bite humans, but rather live on plant juices and other natural liquids from plants and decomposing organic material? The most destructive insect is believed to be the desert locust, consuming as much as 20,000 tons daily.
AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Now WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Every Saturday morning, the Rutherford County Historical Society gets together and talks about local history. And they do that in the old one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. And you still have a little bit longer to buy one and get one free. We're talking about monthly or yearly passes to SportsCom, or the Patterson Community Center. This offer ends at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon, January the 11th. A mass handbell concert featuring 100 ringers will be at 7 o'clock Sunday night at St. Mark's United Methodist Church. That's at 1267 North Rutherford Boulevard. And the Wings of Hope Widows Ministry meets at noon on Monday, also at St. Mark's United Methodist Church. Monday also brings the monthly meeting of the Rutherford County Beekeepers. Well, you need to be there Monday night at 7 over at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
I've just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billup Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
It's 6:39. Happy Friday, everybody out there. And don't forget, school's still out. You've still got Monday, kids. It's not so bad. It's going to be a long weekend. And continuing his current pace of success is the one and only Brian Barrett with a dad joke of the day.
No pressure. There's always a day for the to come plummeting down.
It's kind of like being a manager of a baseball team. You could be fired like the next day.
Yeah.
So here we
go.
Oh,
really? Please?
I saw you searching. It's kind of scaring me a little bit.
Well, I wanted to kind of be topical. New year. Yeah. New year, right?
Yeah.
And everybody has calendars, new calendars this time of the year.
Right.
Remember the day when you carried your planner? But do you know why calendars are afraid?
I didn't know calendars were afraid. Why are they?
Because their days are numbered.
I got to give it to them. I think that's an 8 or 9. I thought it's a 9.
Yeah.
What do you?
I'd give it an 8. It's pretty good.
Let's get a little bit of a downer. I'm giving you a 9.
Really? Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's
you're being very kind.
Well worth it. Keep it rolling, brother. 6:41 CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. We've got Man on the Street newsmakers in about 5 minutes as well. It's 6:41 here on The Crew.
CBS News special report, a U.S. airstrike has targeted and killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, CBS's Natalie Brand.
In a statement, the Defense Department said Soleimani, who led the elite Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region.
This comes after an attack killed an American contractor in this week's attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
military analyst Mike Lyons.
I think Iran thought it could push the United States around, and as they did in the previous administration. But in this case, these two instances that over the last 2 weeks shows that the U.S. is going to really mean business and go back strongly at the Iranian government.
But Iran promises retaliation. Michael Prigent is a former U.S. military advisor in Iraq.
We expect violence. We expect rocket attacks. But we expect them to be degraded because the two effective commanders that were doing these things are no longer there.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A murder investigation in Coffee County. On December 30th, Sheriff's deputies discovered the body of 68-year-old Johnny Tazar in a camper in Lakewood Park. 30-year-old Sasha Payton and 20-year-old Tyler Carter detained during the investigation, which is still ongoing. A Rutherford County woman is charged with TennCare fraud and theft of services. 40-year-old Tanya Bowman of Murfreesboro charged with falsely reporting her income to receive TennCare benefits. Authorities say Bowman underreported her income to the state, resulting in TennCare payments of more than $4,000 on her behalf to health care providers. If her actual income had been reported, she would not have qualified for the state program. The cost of living adjustment will increase Social Security benefits by 1.6% in 2020. That's an average of about $24 a month. The increase for 2020 is notably less than the 2.8% bump received this year, but higher than the 1.4% average over the last decade. The COLA will boost the average Social Security retirement benefit for a single person by $288 a year. Tennessee gun laws changed on January 1st. Offered now is a new concealed carry-only handgun permit course that doesn't require proof of the ability to fire a weapon. Under the new law, a permit to carry a concealed handgun could be obtained after online training of at least 90 minutes. Tennessee Firearm Association opposed it, saying other states might refuse to acknowledge Tennessee's existing handgun permits. And the annual Polar Bear Plunge will take place in the Frigid Sportscom Outdoor Pool this coming Saturday. The Sportscom Indoor Pool will be open for swimmers who want to take a dip, but not outdoors. News on demand 24-7 at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Duvet Hardware. Keep backyard birds healthy and happy this winter. Visit Haynes Duvet Hardware and choose a 10-pound bag of True Value Black Oil Sunflower Bird Seed or a 20-pound bag of True Value Wild Bird Food for only $4.99. Both are a great source of nutrition for a variety of birds. Get these bargains of the month True Value Bird Seed for only $4.99. Plus bird feeders and other birding supplies while supplies last at Haynes Duvet Hardware. 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Murfreesboro Police Officer Cormac Chandler was driving on Northfield Boulevard when he saw two women stopped on the side of the road. They told Officer Chandler that as they were driving down the road, their tire blew out. The policemen changed their tire and had them safely on their way. Murfreesboro Police Officer Cormac Chandler definitely went the extra mile, and the two women nominated him for the Demas Outstanding Emergency Responder.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's very important with a hearing aid to have good service. We recommend appointments every 6 months, and if someone has a change in hearing, our hearing aids can be adjusted.
Dr. Sean Lancaster, custom fits your hearing aid.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster and recommend his services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We are at 608 East Clark Boulevard. close to the MTSU campus.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. We are a local community bank. We offer a personal one-on-one experience with each of our customers that you will not be able to get with the larger institutions. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
We're just overweight. That's a battle we fight throughout our life.
Surgery can help us because it reduces the size of our stomach so that we don't have the capacity to overeat like we did before surgery. Over the course of time, we help folks through support groups and education on how to live a healthier way of life versus what we've been thinking that we've been doing.
St. Thomas Bariatric Center Coordinator Catherine Shaw and Surgeon Dr. Stephen Rich.
Surgery is always the last resort. You know, we try to change our lifestyles, try to do what we need to do in order to eat properly, exercise. If it were as simple as eat less and exercise more, we would not have an obesity epidemic in our country. And then they go back to their old habits and they gain the weight back. And it's very common for patients to come in and they say, well, you know, I lost 60, 70 pounds, but then I gained it back plus more.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Surgery is a last resort, but it is a viable option, but it is only a tool. People have to be in a position to where they realize that something has to change. In addition to the surgery, you can get in enough calories and enough carbs and enough of the wrong things in order to gain that weight back, even with surgery.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at billupscenter.com. And we're on a big Friday. Love Fridays. You know, you love it, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
And January 3rd, got big plans this weekend, fellas? Anything? Nothing going on? Okay. No.
Not really.
No.
Here. Dalton's working Saturday.
Basketball starts next tomorrow. Week, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It'll start back up, all that good stuff.
School back in next Tuesday.
Yep. So we really need a good holiday to kind of, you know, get us back in the groove a little bit. You know, New Year's and Christmas are gone. We really need something. Can you provide that with a holiday?
I've got one.
Every day, such a holiday.
I can already feel you guys making fun of me for this one, so we'll just go with it. Did you get any fruitcakes for Christmas this year, Mr. Dinkins?
I've had one for 20 years or so.
See?
No, I got some pineapple, but I didn't get any fruitcake.
Well, today's the day to throw away your fruitcake.
Fruitcake has pineapple in it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Dried pineapple.
Yeah. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I already said it.
Well, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I know.
Throw away your fruitcake day.
Yeah, it's toss your fruitcake day.
Oh, is it? Why? Is it?
They get rid of it.
Oh.
If you don't like fruitcake, today's the day to throw
it away. You know, people used to get fruitcake a lot. And they don't do that as much anymore, do they?
Well, because I don't know that many people like fruitcake.
I have known a few people in the world that like it.
I'm not sure why the day after Christmas isn't toss your fruitcake day. If you get
or
one
actually,
on Christmas.
Actually the day you get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say by this point, even if you like it, it's probably gotten stale. So it's probably time.
If somebody gives me a fruitcake, I've got a feeling they just don't like me. So, you know, I don't mind tossing it, that's for sure. Anyway, that's a look at our holiday. 6:50 here on News Radio WGNS. It's time to focus on the family.
Are you single and having trouble finding the right person to date? Well, look beyond the exterior. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When it comes to dating, many young adults go wrong when they rely on their feelings instead of thinking things through. And that's why a lot of them are filled with remorse and regret down the road. To avoid that outcome in your dating life, remember that the most important quality of any relationship is character. A person may have a charming personality, great looks, or intelligence, but if there is no character behind the veneer, you'll find it hard, if not impossible, to forge a lasting and meaningful bond. And how do you get to know someone's character? Well, by spending lots of time together. Before becoming romantically involved with an individual, you should do the hard work of building an authentic friendship with that person. Over time, you'll discover the truth about one another's values and attitudes. And that's a crucial step in deciding whether or not you want to take your relationship beyond mere friendship. And don't misunderstand me. The point of an approach like this isn't to find someone who's perfect, because nobody is. It's to get a sense of who that person truly is. Because in the long run, without good character, that person will definitely not be a good dating prospect, no matter how smart, successful, or good-looking he or she might be. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is a commercial announcement. Soon the Senate will decide if President Trump should be removed from office. Now, Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should be removed. President Trump needs your vote. Just text on your cell phone the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577, and you can vote in Newsmax's poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media, so let your voice be heard. Take the Newsmax poll. Text the word ROCK to 95577 and vote now. Text and data rates may apply.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew. It is Friday, January the 3rd. That's good news. School is out until January 7th.
Yeah, Tuesday. Back at it, kiddos.
So this is still a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to have that extra day.
It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
Still. So. You got Friday. Yeah. It's good.
We're the only people that ever had to work in the entire whole time.
Yeah, quit your whining, kids.
Oh, he called me a kid. Thanks. I appreciate that. Well, it's time to take a look at celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, we start out with 1926. Famous record producer George Martin was born. And, of course, he was the producer, longtime producer for the Beatles.
Love me do. Oh, love me do.
You know, he was the one that said, Let's do this one, boys.
This song?
Made it a hit, yeah. He said, this is the one. And that was their first big hit. And 1946, John Paul Jones. That's right, John Paul Jones. He was a songwriter for Led Zeppelin.
She's buying the Stairway.
And finally, in 1956, Mel Gibson was born. Of course, he made all the Lethal Weapons movies.
Yeah. Good director, good actor. Both.
What's the Patriot? That's another one, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's been he's made
wasn't
a lot.
He in the first, I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, he's been in a lot of stuff. And a director, too.
Yeah. I want to remind you, now's your chance. Caller takes those birthdays to us, 615-893-1450. We're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, 128 North Church Street, coming up here about 8 a.m.
All right, it's 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew. Time to once again, let's take a look at that weather forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, showers likely. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Lows drop to 42. Winds turn to the northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Saturday, still a chance for rain showers. Snow can mix in at times late in the afternoon. Temperatures hold steady. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 53.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Good morning, traffic's picking up just a bit now on 24 as you head towards Nashville. As you make your way 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area, 840, 96 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. That's also on the increase. Still a lot of radar out here. Slow it down. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. For satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting, call Nash Painting, 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
It's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. She's about to blow!
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew for Friday, January the 3rd. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And also want to remind you, it's time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, call or text us, and we'll announce a winner around 8 a.m. A lucky person will also receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street.
James Price is today's good neighbor of the day. He was helpful in dealing with scam calls recently, so he's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over there at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
The CBS World News Roundup coming up here for you on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots,
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We've got more Wake Up Crew coming up, but the news is next.
Right, and if you're leaving us today, have a nice weekend. If not, stay tuned. We've got much more here on News Radio WGNS. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders Sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
U.S. takes out top Iranian general.
President Trump's decision saved America.